Welcome to the Real Estate Reality Show with your host and back-to-back Best of the Springs realtor, Justin Hermes. Sweet
apple pie. All right, guys, good morning. Happy Sunday. Come on, you got one day left in the weekend. Make it count. Take some notes. Learn something. Knowledge is power. Many of you maybe have seen the new news on Friday. I was in talking with Mike Lewis about the health of Colorado Springs as far as, you know, the real estate market. We got the stock markets jumping all over the place. You know, the Dow goes down 800 and it's up 100, next down 200, up. You know, so it's just jumping all over the place. So people are getting a little worried. What's going on? We got an inverted yield curve, right? Which they say, well, that can kind of lead to a recession. It did last time in 2008. And then you got Yellen. If you remember her, the last Federal Reserve chair, she said, I think it's still 15 months off. And folks, I agree. I agree with her. Okay, corrections are healthy. The market can't just keep going up, 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 up. And you know, 10, 12% appreciation a year is not healthy for Colorado Springs. So let me tell you this. We are going to experience a correction. That's number one. Number two, if you're buying smart, you're making good buys just like Marianne and Scott did, radio listeners who I helped close last week, $270,000 over off of Powers, a great two-story walkout, a fantastic investment. If you're buying right and we're walking in the door, in that case, $40,000 equity, even if things correct, we're not going to feel it. And folks, the stuff below $300,000 isn't going to correct. The new normal is going to be $300,000 for a single-family home in Colorado Springs. You're just going to have to stomach that. So don't be nervous. Call me right now and I'll talk you through it. How to protect your money. 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Nationwide, the housing market may feel it, but Colorado Springs, it's going to be a blimp on the radar because we're going places, folks. I've grown up here my whole life. I know the history of this town and we're going places, okay? So obviously we talked the good, the bad. The bad is what I told you a little bit. Their inverted yield curve, the slowdown is coming. And so you really have to position yourself right now and make sure you're protected. And I was just reading an article in the New York Times the other day. It says many wealthy people are pulling money out of the stock market. That's right. And they're entering real estate. They're getting into the real estate industry, getting that tangible asset that's going to cash flow for them. The good, interest rates are just dropping like a lead balloon. Ask Jay Garvin's about it. VA's as low as 3.25 right now. That's just the cheapest money that you can get out there. And the Federal Reserve's going to lower it by another 25 basis points. We're just going to see historically low interest rates. I never thought they would dip again as low as they have here, like we saw back in 2012. But money is cheap. So it's even more of a reason to get in and get yourself a rental property, okay? You got to make sure you get into this market. Stick with me. We're bringing on the one and only John Hermes. That's right, my father, on the next segment. You're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. Are you ready for a good day?
This segment is brought to you by Arrow Moving and Storage. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, call Arrow Moving and Storage, 719-325-6341. We're back to the Real Estate Reality Show with Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, welcome into the meat of the show. Thanks for sticking with me. Get your notepad out, your pencil, start taking some notes. We're changing your life. We're moving you forward. We're creating passive income, and we're keeping you up to date on the Colorado Springs housing market. Okay, we did that a little bit in the opening. I'm going to tell you right now, the biggest thing, if you learn anything from today, is buy smart. Have those rental numbers in place as a backup, okay? And make sure you adjust now. If you feel like you're not in a good scenario as far as your real estate portfolio or where you live, or if you've maybe bought too much house Adjust now. It's very important. That's what you need to know. You need to call me. I'm the professional in Colorado Springs, 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. We talked in the opening segment about the slowdown coming, and Yellen, the former chair of the Fed, said about 15 months is what she feels like, and I reiterated it. Colorado Springs, it's going to be a blimp on the radar because we are moving in such a strong direction, and we've lagged behind cities like, you know, Denver that have had this big expansion in their real estate market with prices and everything. I feel like they have a lot more to lose than we do, and especially if you're buying smart here in Colorado Springs and in the right price points and in areas that are going to see the appreciation. So let's just talk real quick about why people are nervous. We got new regulations, trade wars going on, and the big thing, I think, which is going to set this next, you know, slowdown off is really student debt being at $1.5 trillion. That's doubled since 2008. That number has doubled. And right now, out of the student loans out there, 10% of the loans are 90-day past due. So that is a big highlight I want you to be aware of. And then also, the geopolitical issues obviously out there. We got Brexit going on nationwide. I think cities could get hurt, but in the Springs, I think you're going to be just fine here. And we got the one and only John Hermes, who's been through the business for 30 years. He's seen the ups and downs, and we're going to talk about what he foresees in this real estate market. John, pleasure to have you in. You're looking great. Happy Sunday morning, huh?
Ah, thanks, Justin. I appreciate being here. It's always good to be on line with you and listen to all that knowledge that you've gained over the years. So,
and your hair still looks great. I know it's tough to tell, you know, we're on radio, but people always say he's got unbelievable hair, and it's just, I think you should get it insured. You know, we got Austin Darby coming on next segment. We'll hold you in the studio. We'll get a quote for you to get that insured.
Well, my wife did tell me once I lose my hair, I'm gone. So I think maybe I should think about insurance. You're right.
Or hair implants or
something. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you got any information on that stuff, hair implants or insuring some hair, if you give us a call.
There you go.
We want to talk to you. 232-1063. So, John, give us a little bit of a feel on what you've seen here over the years in the real estate market and the changes you've seen and what you feel like we can learn from history, what you feel like these next 5 to 10 years will be like.
Well, I think that what I've seen over time, I got here in 1980, so I don't want to go back over everything, but obviously then market was very slow, interest rates were so high, all we could do was sell on owner carries and assumptions, and things have obviously changed since then, and we have really seen an uptick in the housing market in Colorado Springs in the past 5 years. So we're excited about where it's gone to, but we also have to be careful because we've also had times like this, not to this extent, but before when we got overzealous and people got a little stretched out and buying and mortgaging things. So I think it's just always good to be a little more conservative in your investments. Real estate, to me, is still the best thing to own. And so I say that you're on the right path if you've owned real estate. But also, I think you have to keep in mind that we do have a lot of things going on. Justin mentioned them. They do affect our economy. They do affect people's mindset and how they think. And those always end on Wall Street. Obviously, people's emotions get involved in that Dow going up and down, and that affects how people react. And sometimes they do things that aren't so smart. So I think you just got to be careful. And I just had a meeting with a good friend of mine. He owns Unified Title. And so we get a little pulse on how things are going. And I said, we're both looking at things a little more conservatively and saying, be ready. There might be a little slowdown, but we don't anticipate anything that would really cripple this economy compared to maybe some other parts of the United States.
And that's just great insight because Brian Cooper, I mean, he's been around such a long time as well. So he does feel the same way then, that maybe it's, like I was saying, 15 months or so, we're going to start seeing some stuff slow down.
I think but those of us that have experience are also always looking and trying to determine up front what things may happen as we go forward. Not that we're pessimistic, we're realistic. Obviously, we want to be optimistic about what's happening here, and we still are. We think Colorado Springs is a great area. There's a lot going on here, and it will continue to go on. And so I think we want to move in a positive direction, but always keeping our eye on things and making sure you don't get too excited and get too stretched out in the types of things you're doing. And that means real estate, market, stock market. If you got stuff in the stock market, hang on. Don't be selling. People get nervous. They do those things, and then it affects the market even more. It's just, I think, keeping your eyes open, your ears open. And you listen to some of the stuff you're hearing on this radio program. Justin Hermes, he's got a heck of a lot of information to pass on. And I think what he's telling you is good stuff. So keep that in mind as you make further decisions on what you're going to be doing.
Thanks, Dad.
Oh, you're welcome, Justin.
Get the Kleenex in. Bring the Kleenex in.
Well, I just want to make sure I said it exactly the way you wrote it. Is that the way you wrote it? Yeah.
That was what I asked you to say, yes. It'd be great if you didn't say that next time.
Well, I don't have my glasses on. I can't even see what you wrote. Yeah, so here you go.
That's funny. So, on a serious note, I do think the difference will be, the biggest thing I was looking at, and I mentioned this student loans at the beginning because this is something that is a phenomenon that's happening here over the last 10 years, that doubling the student debt that's out there. And some people compared it to what happened with the mortgage industry and with all the loans out there. And I do see that one thing in the housing market right now is, explain to us the difference you saw between people being able to put no money down, no doc, no income, and no money down on investment properties. And now it's pretty strict. You got to put 10% down, really 20% to be in a good program.
Well, obviously, we thrived in the era where you had to put no money down. Just tell me you got a job. How much are you making? I'm making $200. Okay, we'll give you a loan. You know, we were putting a lot of transactions together based on that. Of course, adjustable mortgages, all these things that led up to that debacle we had in 2008. So, you know, that was an easy time to get money, but it also created a situation that was unhealthy in the market. We had people buying property that should never have owned property, didn't have the responsibility that comes with probably having a job, got job security, know what they're doing with their money. We got people in there had no idea. They just thought, this is great, I can own a home. So we don't have
that right now, though.
No, so all of a sudden we go through that, and then we get the regulations, and we get now 10% down. We get, you know, you got
more skin in the game.
And people have to contribute. They got to be in the game, and that's healthy. That's created a healthy market. And sometimes your healthy market isn't as hot as your good as the market. Well, we've seen it up in Denver. It's a hot market, a lot of cash transactions, and now you're looking at a situation where more financing, and you have to qualify. You got to have some money in the game, like Justin said. And it creates a little more responsibility and a little more motivation to keep your job, make your house payment, don't get stupid, you know. And so when we were in the throes of that situation where people could get money on a whim, it just created a heck of a lot of problems. So I feel better about where we are right now, actually, in the fact that we have low interest rates, but we also have requirements for people to borrow that kind of money.
Yeah, and I think that is a big point that the listeners, I think you really need to look at that and go, okay, that is a big factor, because I still see it in the lending. There is strict, you know, they're very strict as far as credit goes and documentation. So I think that's good. When I see that start to break down, get more lenient, if that was happening right now, I'd be pretty darn nervous.
Well, I think you have to be. You got to start looking at it. I see it, and I start going deja vu all over again. Here we go, adjustable rate mortgages. Here we are, you know, 2% down. Oh, actually 0% down. You don't have to have any money. Let the seller pay your closing costs. You have nothing in the game, and we're going back to that a little bit, and that makes me nervous. You're right.
Yeah. So we just got to hold these lending institutions accountable. As far as Colorado Springs, I'm really thinking, you know, 5 to 10 years where the City of Champions is really going to help. I was talking with somebody the other day. It says, this feels like Nashville. I grew up in Nashville 20 years ago, and this starts to feel like Nashville and how big they've become. And that is something I love to hear from a young professional. So I think the new standard will be in the next 5, 10 years, all your single family homes in Colorado Springs will be $300,000. That's just what it is. You'll have to pay $300,000 for a single family home. And we may see some pullback in the higher price ranges and certain areas. How do you think that'll play, John?
Well, I think you're on, Justin, onto this. You've been in the business now for quite a while, actually, compared to some others, and I think you've got some good background now, and you've been through some of the times that have been really good. You're seeing things slow a little bit, so I think you've got some good insight into this, and I think that's a healthy market. $300,000 to get into a home, and then the other upper range maybe drop a little bit, but that's healthy, and that's a good market where you're going to get young professionals that are still making good money, that are gravitating here and can afford to be here, and get an entry-level home at a decent price. So I think that we're going to create an environment here that's going to be conducive to a lot of different types of people coming in and businesses. That's huge, obviously, businesses. And as you mentioned, the Olympic Committee and what they're doing and the Champions and then the stadium downtown. We got a lot of good things going on here.
Yeah, and I think we've just lagged for so long, and now it's just people have to realize, you know, hey, it's the new normal is $300,000, and we need to get back to 5-6% appreciation. 12-10% is not healthy. A healthy market is really around 5 or 6, and I think if we can complete that in the next 5 to 10 years, I think that would be beneficial to the consumer.
Absolutely. We had no appreciation for a whole bunch of years, so you tell me 5%, that's exciting. And so, yes, we had double that, and houses were going up really fast, and you got to be very careful. That can lead you to a cliff, and you don't want to be at that cliff. You want to just be healthy, as I mentioned, 5% is a great return on your investment on your home. Having been through a time when there was no appreciation, obviously to me, 5 is very reasonable and it's a good.
It's like the people who complain about interest rates being, you know, at 4% or 5%. You're like, come on.
Yeah,
unbelievable. Carter Days, 18%. Pay attention to what's going on.
1980, I came out here 19%. So
here's the other thing, folks. If the market does correct and something happens, John and I do property management. And that's a thing I think John did an unbelievable job to service our clients and the consumers. He set up property management. So if something does happen, you find yourself in a bind, you can call us and we can help you rent your property. John owns rental properties, so do I. So we're drinking the Kool-Aid and we're going to show you how to pick up the cup and do it too.
Very good, Justin. I don't think I'm drinking Kool-Aid, but I do have some investment properties in there and they're doing a good job for me. So I do appreciate what you're talking about and how important it is for people to diversify their portfolios, maybe have some stocks, bonds, and those kind of things. But boy, real estate to me is still a good investment.
That's fantastic. John, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. Look forward to having you on more. And you have a blessed son.
Thank you, Justin. I appreciate you being here, and I appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much, guys. Hey, you're listening to Real Estate Realities with Justin Hermes. Feel free to call me. I'm going to change your life. My number is 719-232-1063. That's 232-1063. Stick with me as we got Austin Darby from Main Street Insurance showing up for our third segment. You're listening to Real Estate Realities.
This segment is brought to you by House Check, servicing the Front Range of Colorado Springs for over 25 years with the most complete and personalized home inspection. Call them now for more information at 719-266-1645. Welcome back to the Real Estate Reality Show. Now, here's Justin Hermes.
All right, folks, thank you for sticking with me here for the third segment. We got the one and only, the best insurance agent in Colorado Springs, Austin Darby. He's running in the studio. He's got his finest church clothes on, and he's going to throw a little bit of that insurance business at us. Keep us up to date. Austin Darby, how you doing?
Doing well today, Justin. Thanks for having me on, like always.
Yeah, you got it, buddy. I'm excited you're in here. You bring a lot of valuable information to the radio listeners. I was just talking with a listener the other day, a young kid who, it always inspires me to work with people who are doing the things I tell them, moving out of the last home he purchased, Kevin Birdstetter, and getting his next rental property. And I was just telling him, you're the man to talk to as far as investment properties and getting insurance because you just get the best darn prices for people.
Well, I just talked to Kevin today, actually, and we set up lunch for next week. We're going to go ahead and meet and see how things are going, see what he's feeling with his investment properties, how we're going to properly insure them, if he wants to put an umbrella over the top of them. So like I said, and like Justin said, diversify, get your properties, get some investment properties, your insurance, when you bundle it up, your rates will go down with that. And I tell you right now, you're going to make more money and you're going to save more money.
And we talk about this heart of a teacher, and you hear it at Churchill Mortgage too. You have to sit down and meet with somebody and you gotta look them in the eyeballs if you're really going to get the best protection and get the best rates and make sure that your properties are distributed the way they should be inside your insurance portfolio.
Exactly. I can't show you what I'm looking at on my computer over the phone. Then let's set a later date and look at what you have. Look at why we might want to adjust a couple things and go, hey, look, you can add this coverage and it's only going to add $3 a month. You can take this coverage off because you don't need it. So it's nice to sit down, look at what you have, look at what you need, see where you can save money, see where you might need to spend a little bit more money to protect your assets.
That's right. That's a great point. So if you had any insurance claims going on, we haven't had a lot of hail. I mean, it's been very isolated areas compared to what we've had in the past.
Oh, and it's been a great year for me. I love that. You know, the thing is, I haven't had many claims. You know, if anything, I've had a couple fender benders. Actually, I did have two car hail claims, and that day just got wrong place, wrong time. But take that claim. Take that comprehensive claim for hail because it's way better than, you know, saying taking a claim for an at-fault accident or getting a speeding ticket. At, you know, a comprehensive claim for hail, you can afford a few of those. So take advantage when you're paying for your insurance. Get that car fixed. Get whatever you can do. Take advantage when you do have hail damage to your car.
How are rates right now? Are they increasing? I know we saw a big hike after the last hailstorm. What are they doing right now?
They're steadily increasing every single year at renewal. So, I mean, it's not a hey, it's January, let's increase rates. It's kind of at renewal. You know, I had a client.
And let's break that down for the radio listener who doesn't know. When you mean at renewal, what does that mean?
That means, yeah, basically you sign your policy on January 21st. Next January 21st, your policy is going to renew.
And or April, right? So it's not a yearly thing. So it might not. It's not like every January. Yeah. It's just whenever you start.
And cars may be 6 months. So it might be February to July.
That renewal comes up is when they can't rate hike you in the middle of it.
No.
You got to wait till the renewal.
You're locked in for that 6 month period, or you're locked in for that 12 month period, whatever it may be. But I've had clients call and say, I have not had a claim in 10 years and my rates just went up $500 for the year.
Well, they're compensating for the area, aren't they?
And that's exactly what they're doing. Is it's what area code are you in? What zip code are you in?
Leads me to the question. Are their rates going to go up as much as they would if they would have made the hail claim like their neighbor did?
No. No, okay. So they're not going to go up that drastically. So say you make a claim and you're in that area, you're going to take a harder hit, obviously. But if you're in that area, your rates are still going to go up no matter what. And sometimes it's insane. I had a client call me yesterday, went from $1,200 to $900 for the year. And that's insane. For someone who's never had a claim, I feel like they're getting cheated by the system.
Right. I mean, because right now, you radio listeners, you got to stop and think about, we talk about budget. And even if it's $10, $20, you need to stop. You need to call Austin right now. You can reach him on his cell phone at 464-4705. That's 464-4705. And if he doesn't answer, we're in the studio, he'll get back to you. But it's very important that you do the research and you know, because it's going to surprise you how much that you can save. But if you don't give him a call and you just let the insurance company stick you, I'm sorry, I don't feel bad for you at all.
Yeah, and make that call, because I had the same thing happen with one of my own clients. One of my own clients at renewal increased by $1,000. And they said, okay, I'm not going to pay this. I'm going to cancel. And I said, whoa. I have 25 plus other companies that I can shop into. Let me look. And I actually looked and I found him a rate that was cheaper than what he was paying with the company he was currently with. You know, just because after a full year, his rating changed. So always check. Have an insurance agent that will always check for you, because especially if you're with an independent agent, you might not be able to sign with Safeco today because your insurance score is low. Say you sign with Nationwide today. Next year, they go, okay, well, he was just with Nationwide for a year and he had no accidents, no hail claims, nothing was wrong. So now what we're going to do is we're going to switch them back to Safeco, or maybe we'll check with Progressive as well, and maybe their rates will be lower. So always shop around, always be able to see. And if you have an insurance agent that can do that for you, you don't have to go through the work.
It's like a concierge service, folks. It's the difference between staying in the motel, whatever, zero, and staying at the Ritz-Carlton, baby.
With the hero.
Yeah, you know? Come on, drop the zero, get with the hero. And I'm being dead serious. For people who are active in their profession and they're busy, they may not have time to look into these things and they may not have the knowledge. So, boom, you call Austin, he does all the work for you and he signs you up. You know, yep. And that to me is worth it right there. And then the kicker is, I feel like you should be paying a premium for it. We talk about a discount real estate brokers and, you know, full service real estate brokers, but they're not paying a premium. They're saving money and you're giving a premium customer service. So if you're driving right now or sitting in your living room listening and you're not writing down Austin's information, I don't feel bad for you next time you have a hail claim and things go south and the insurance company isn't treating you fairly, because you don't have an insurance agent who's invested like Austin.
And that's the thing too. Call me anytime when you have a claim, let me know. I'll help you take care of it. Some people just get claim happy, trigger happy, call the insurance company, do the wrong thing, and you end up in a bad spot. So don't do that. Call me, especially if you ever have any questions. That's what you want to do, is you want to have knowledge. Know your insurance, know what you need, know why you need it. This is one of the things I really wanted to touch on, is inflation and your rates going up, because every year the insurance company is slowly increasing your replacement cost value on your home. So I had a client say, hey, can you look at this? Oh, last year my home was valued at $350. Now the insurance company is saying it's $415 and my rate went up by this much, but I don't feel like my home's worth that much. What can I do? Let me shop into it. Let me look into it. I can run my replacement cost estimator and let you know how that goes.
Yeah, folks, if you're listening and I run into you and you're a radio listener, or if I just run into you at the supermarket and you start complaining about your insurance claim, I'm just going to go, hey, who's your insurance agent? And if it's not Austin Darby, I'm going to give you the Heisman right in your face and say, sorry about your luck. We'll see you next time.
Well, I thank you so much for that support, Justin. It means a lot. I don't want you knocking too many people out. But
no, I'm serious, though, because if people complain about the bad customer service, you're not locked into your insurance. It's like people complain to me, well, I can't sell my house, or my buyer's agent isn't getting in touch with me. I'm going, that's your choice. You hire, no one tells you who you have to go with. And if you're not getting good service and you don't change, sorry.
Exactly. Well, the last thing I really wanted to touch on was rebuild cost versus replacement cost and versus purchase price of the home. So people don't look into this. They go, okay, I bought my home for $550,000. I got to insure it for $550,000. Well, if your house burnt down, that doesn't mean someone's going to come buy it for $550,000. It means, hey, we're going to get materials and it's only going to cost $350,000 to replace.
Because they already own the land.
They already own the land.
And they got the tap fees paid and all
exactly.
the utilities.
So rebuild cost, replacement cost is basically saying how much does it cost to replace the home and a fire, a hailstorm that's massive, completely crushes your house, big footsteps on it. Whatever happens, if your house goes down, what does it cost to replace? Not what does it cost when you sell it?
That's it, folks. Austin Darby, you need to call him. Austin, give him your contact information, and then we're going to wrap the show up.
It's 719-464-4705, and austin@themainstreetagency.com is my email.
Austin, thank you so much for joining us. It's always a pleasure. And remember, folks, houses and money are fleeting. The most important thing is your family, relationships, peace of mind, and using the gifts God has given you. Thanks for listening to Real Estate Rallies with Justin Hermes. 232-1063. Talk to you next week.
Welcome to my house. Come on, take control now. We can.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
We're all here and you know that you want to stay.